It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Jack.
Lemon, I'm helping to organize a little fundraising dinner for John McCain this weekend, and I need some women to attend so it doesn't turn into another giant sausage fest.
Well, I don't know. What's the committee to reinvade Vietnam?
Just say you'll come. Jonathan's going to round up all the cool Republican celebrities.
Like who? Chuck Norris?
No, Senor and I had a falling out after I switched to another dojo.
Ah, well, sorry, but I'm not giving anybody money until there's campaign finance reform. Also, I'm saving up money for a new humidifier. It's the same model that's keeping Larry King alive.
Oh, and I want you to book the Subway Hero onto the show.
Who?
The Subway Hero. Do you not watch the news?
Food Network doesn't have a news show.
This guy stepped in front of a train to save a total stranger who had fallen on the tracks. He pulled him between the rails and the train missed their heads by inches.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. Every show wants a guest appearance by the Subway Hero, but we have an advantage.
We do?
For his exceptional courage, the city of New York bestows the bronze medallion on Dennis Duffy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, yes. Dennis Duffy, beeper salesman, and your ex-boyfriend.
And Dateline Predator.
Exonerated Dateline Predator. The whole thing was one big silly misunderstanding, like the Giuliani campaign.
No way, forget about it.
Lemon, be professional. We all have to work with people we hate sometimes. Jonathan, why don't you put on more of that cologne?
Joy, make sure to get flavored vodka. I like it when my throw-up tastes like cherry.
Flavored vodka is for sissies and pregnant women. You'll get what you get.
Oh, hello, Oscar Mayer Wiener. I love her. I bet that you have a bunch of very liberal girl-type friends who trust you implicitly because they know you'd never touch them because of your condition.
Michael?
What?
I have a friend who's single.
Oh.
Sandy. She's gorgeous, and she's got a feisty personality, too.
Feisty. So she's not jolly or sassy? Not like a jolly, sassy opera singer?
No, she's a professional softball player.
Ooh. Catcher or infield?
I don't know, Michael.
Is she a dress wearer or a pants wearer? Could we share a rowboat? Could a rowboat support her?
What are you asking?
I think I'm being very clear what I'm asking. Would an average size rowboat support her without capsizing? It bothers me that you're not answering the question.
No, all right, no, she can't fit in a rowboat.
I knew it, Phyllis. Okay, what is wrong with these people? I would do anything for them, and they're just hanging me out to dry. Dating shouldn't be hard for somebody like me, but it is. And you know why? Because nobody here is willing to help me. Nothing would ever get done in this office without a formal request, would it? Well, fine. Here goes.
I don't think that
now,
this
okay,
is...
Now, okay, I know that this is probably not appropriate. But I need help. Because I want to play ball with my kids before I get too old. And before that happens, I need to get laid. And before that happens, I need to be in love. And I don't want to hear, I don't know, I can't help. No, no, I'm a catch, and I am not going to be the one who got away. So this is what we're going to do. Dwight is going to hand out index cards, and I want you all to write down the no by the end of the hour, or you are fired.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
I've actually been involved in drugs and alcohol myself, and it pretty much isn't good for your life.
That's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny, Rob.
You like that?
Buzz, that's funny.
Hilarious, isn't it?
That is funny. We were talking about the engineers right before we went on the air, and we said, hey, isn't this nice? It's really peaceful because yesterday and a couple of days ago, right before the show, the engineers were in here right before we'd hit the air. And then Rob said, well, they'll probably walk in right now. And
I said, they're dying to come in right now.
And that was like 1 minute before we actually opened the microphones. And then they didn't do that. And we said, okay, peace among the planets.
Uh-huh.
And Lord almighty, they walked in 1 minute after we were on the air.
I told you they were hovering outside the door.
The engineers, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. You can get on the line to call us right now at 877-365-3636. We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on my shrunken head.
Click on Mike.
Once you're there, check out our podcast. Post your thoughts in the forum and email us if you choose. Coming soon, MikeOmara.com. We're looking for a launch of that website coming up before Thanksgiving.
We hope so. Thanksgiving of this year?
Welcome in. Yes, Thanksgiving of Ot 10.
Thank you, Mike.
It wouldn't be Ot 10. It would be just 10,
just
right?
Just 10.
It would be Ot 9.
Ot 9, right. Ot 8.
So it's Barbecue Friday, gentlemen.
Yes.
I could not be more excited. I was in a bit of a funk all day today. I'll tell you why in just a minute. But Rob, that clip from The Office.
Pretty good.
When Michael is looking for the office to get him laid, that put me in a better mood.
Because he can't have a baby until he gets laid.
That was my strategy, actually, last night after watching the hockey game, was to TiVo The Office and turn that on and watch it and actually, sort of put me in a better mood before I went to Betty
Boop. The hockey game.
Great shows.
Let me get to the barbecue before we get started here, and then I will cover all things hockey, mm-hmm. all things snoring, my upcoming road trip to see Ma Mo, and and also, I think I'm going to talk about polygamous. Or maybe not. Or maybe an earthquake.
That
we'll
doesn't
see.
Have anything to do with your mom, does it, the polygamy?
No, stop it. Now, what is that supposed to mean?
I have no idea.
You know, he's a star now.
He's trying to make trouble.
No, he's a star.
Oh,
he's a
please.
Star now. He's a star.
Oh,
he's going
it.
On the other show, uh-huh. and he's getting coronated on the other show on Big O and Dukes, our midday show here in Washington, D.C.
Nice lads.
And he's going, simply, well, you were treated like an expert.
Simply can't get enough airtime.
Rob was treated like an expert today. They had a show about snacks.
Well, what if they did a show about Buddy Rich and the Red Sox?
I know, but that is your wheelhouse and your demeanor. I have never heard in my life. I have never heard you sound like you sounded today. You're on this show, and they do a very, very funny segment called Snacks of the Roundtable.
Right,
great. And you know, look, the bottom line is, we are having a good time here our first week.
Absolutely.
Interacting with these guys. They call Rob in because they're going to talk about snacks, right. and everybody brings their snacks
it
in.
It was like a taste test on the air.
And they rate them, and Rob's demeanor is just not like he's being goofy. It's that he is a snack expert.
It's a serious business of snack food.
I brought in today a Little Debbie cream oatmeal
Professor
cake
Spiewak.
Oh, and the whole time. Mm-hmm. And you were just sitting there like the expert, and you almost won, right?
I almost won. I could have won if I had led with my savory over my sweet.
There were winners?
Yeah, I have a question about that. When you're talking about, I've always said it's either sweet or salty.
No.
Is savory another word for salty?
I think so. Well, no, it's like if it's not sweet, it's savory, right, Buzz?
To me, it's always been sweet and salt. That's
sweet
it.
And salt, well,
sweet versus salt.
Yeah, sweet and salty.
For example, what makes a cookie good, and I love cookies, is the balance between the sugar and the salt. That's what makes a cookie great.
Okay, but a buffalo wing isn't salty.
No.
It's savory.
That's right. What's savory is.
What would you do with our favorite Chinese food dish, Szechuan beef proper, which is
a
meal, but it's sweet.
That's a proper balance of sweet and savory.
That's right.
And spice.
I don't want to talk. We sound like a bunch of old queens.
I know. I was getting excited again. You don't want me to be too comfortable.
Mike O'Mara Show. Let's go to our first caller of the day on Barbecue Friday, Bill from Frisco. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. How you doing there,
Doing great. Doing wonderful.
Hey, I'd like to congratulate you on your new show and everything.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful listening to you over the years.
Thank you.
And you never let me down when I seem to get
name of an eligible woman for me to date by the end of the day.
Yeah, because this is OJ, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, I hung up on you.
Wow.
I hung up on you.
That was the first of the new show.
I got him. Anyway, last night, the fact is, we are all adjusting to the new scenario here and also the new surroundings. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's a bit more work for all of us than we've done in the past because, let's be honest, Don Geronimo did all the work.
Exactly.
And we just basically came in, put our feet up and did that. And, we're all doing different things here. So, I've been dragging. I was kind of mm-hmm. dragging last night. And what I didn't need was a double overtime loss by the Washington Capitals.
Yes.
God damn it!
I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm very disappointed.
I told you you should have TiVo'd the game and watched the sitcom.
No, I got to watch it live. And the thing is, hockey, for those of you that are not hockey fans, and I know there are many of you that don't follow that sport, but
what?
For those of us that are passionate about it, you really, Buzz, you can't even properly eat. Carla was so sweet to make me this lovely fresh fish and rice dish last night.
Sounds wonderful. Mm.
And because I'm watching hockey, and
yes.
when I start eating,
hockey.
I really do. God bless her. I do most evenings. Excuse me. Ate a little pizza in the back room. Shouldn't have done that on Barbecue Friday.
I agree.
I actually
shouldn't have eaten all those snacks on Barbecue Friday.
Quite often, I get my meal really very shortly after I come in the door.
That's
because
wonderful.
She's already eaten. She's a big one for not eating after a certain hour. Or so mm-hmm.
That's
I'll
what they say
meal.
Is healthy.
Yeah.
Not, it's not what I do.
So I say, you eat at about what, quarter of 11 every
you,
night?
You think you're making a joke. Right never up, never before 10.
Right up until, sometimes he falls asleep while eating.
I did wake up this week with a plate in my lap.
And only foods with lots of preservatives, isn't that right?
And butter. Butter's natural.
Butter's a good, butter's a beverage.
Butter is a delicious
drawn
beverage.
Drawn butter, a beverage for Rob.
Only drawn in my house. Please.
So when I come in, I've usually got the food on the table, and I'm watching the hockey game so intently that when I got done eating, it looked like a 3-year-old.
It was a mess.
There is rice.
You needed
there
a
are rice and pieces of fish all around the place, Matt. It looked like when you've seen this. Well, you have little kids,
yeah,
Rob.
If you move the coffee table, you see it. There's four clean places where the legs were.
I'm goofy tired. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm watching the game, and there's nothing that you take more personally as a sports fan when you're watching your guys, and they don't.
Right.
Not only do they not win it in the regulation time period, then it goes to overtime, which is 20 more minutes of hockey, and then it's still tied after that, and then it goes to 20 more minutes of hockey, and by the last 20 minutes, it just looked like the Caps were out of gas,
right.
No legs, no anything, and I said to Carla, hey Carla, they don't have their legs, and Carla responded by going.
Oh, dear.
She not the biggest hockey fan at all.
Huh.
So,
how does she do with your baseball thing?
She loves baseball. She enjoys
well, that's
baseball.
Good, right?
You know why she enjoys baseball? Because when we started dating, it was 2004. And I took her down to the Red Sox spring training, and we went to a spring training game, and that was 2004, and everything was gravy, and it was the dream season. And
right.
It was like, so all my bitching ended up paying off at the end of the year.
Right.
If they had even lost that World Series in any scenario, she never would have stuck with it, but now she loves it.
So since she's dated you, they've won two World Series.
Two World Series.
That's a pretty good average
yeah.
for her.
I mean,
stick
what was it,
her.
80 years before that? You know, people have gone to their grave without that.
With your 80 years of previous marriages.
It might be good luck.
All right, before we get to rolling here, I do want to explain what we're doing. Today is Barbecue Friday.
Yay.
We are inviting you to come down on your way home from work, stop by the store, grab some meat. We will grill the meat for you. Mm-hmm. We have four Weber grills. We have a tent set up in our side parking lot here at 10800 Main Street in beautiful, scenic Tourist Trap, Fairfax, Virginia. Is it on the National Registry of Tourist Locations, Rob?
Absolutely it is. It's a historic place.
So we invite you to come down, bring your meat, and also bring your beverages. Non-alcoholic, I'm supposed to say that.
You have to.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if
well,
you... If,
you've said it.
I've said it.
Thank
it's
you,
out
Mike.
There, it's
That's
done.
That's the important thing. It's been said.
And I'm not supposed to say anything more, like try to, you know, hint that you can get around the rules
no,
or anything
don't
like
do that.
That.
No,
it's not what I'm going to do.
You said have something in your eye.
Have to say.
Why?
You're winking.
No, not me, Rob. come down here. We're setting up a little tent in the parking lot. Got four Weber grills, one for me, one for Buzz, one for Rob, and also, you know, for our celebrity guest.
Right.
You know, if he chooses to grill with us, we're going to let him have his own Weber and see what he can cook.
Right.
And also, as mentioned yesterday, beachware is strongly suggested. What is the current temperature outside, Mr. Burbank?
Oh, man, it's 86 degrees right now.
86 degrees here in our nation's capital. For those of you around the country, it could not be more spectacular than it is today. That's
True.
Why we are excited about barbecuing outside in just a few minutes.
Nary a cloud in the sky, Mike.
It's lovey-dovey. Let's go to the phones. Tom from Boulder, Colorado. What's the weather like in Boulder today, Tom?
what's it like in Boulder? I'm on my front porch. I got a drink. It's beautiful. It's probably 75 degrees right now.
Nice.
I didn't get the front part of what you were saying there, Tom. Can you pull yourself away from the phone a little bit?
Yeah, I can. Sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead. You're saying it's beautiful weather?
It's absolutely gorgeous here.
You're on your porch having a drink?
I'm on my porch having a drink. You know, it's a day party.
Right.
Oh, fantastic. What can we do for you today, Tom?
You know, I want to talk about the earthquake in the Midwest. You know, I'm
what?
From
what earthquake?
you know, guys, I was actually going to bring it up. I was going to see if anybody in our listening audience, either on the internet or
internet.
Any of our affiliate cities.
Thank you, David.
I was going to ask them if they felt it. Where was it? It was centered in near Indiana, right?
Evansville was one of the closest places.
You know, I woke up from a text message from my mother this morning, who's from Chicago, saying it was 5.1. It woke us all up this morning.
Said that it shook some skyscrapers in Chicago, actually.
Mm-hmm. I've experienced that.
You've been in Chicago with an earthquake?
Yeah, I remember having one there.
Really?
Yeah, I was sitting in my living room. I was sitting on the floor, and there was music playing, and I was looking over toward the home entertainment center.
And in the kitchen was an open box of mushrooms.
I looked over, and the audio tower, you know, the piece of furniture that you stack your amp and your turntable and your cassette deck and your CD player, all that, it started swaying back and forth.
Did you have any idea? Being in Chicago, you don't think it's earthquake?
You don't expect an earthquake. I lived in Southern California, and we had many while I was there. I never felt them. I felt the one in Chicago.
So your mom called. What's that, Rob?
Have you ever been in one?
Well, we were in one out in California.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'll talk about that because I had no. That was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I felt the earth move.
Of course.
Johnny Sex right there.
So my mother called, so I got on the horn, called everyone, my friends out in Bloomington, Indiana.
Well, what did your mother say? What did your mother tell you?
She told me the entire family was woken up by it, and, you know, I just called everyone and asked them what they think was happening, because, like, I lived in Chicago my whole life. I don't expect a earthquake there.
Well, that's a good story, Tom. Thanks so much. We urge everybody on the Friday Drink-A-Thon to just call with stories about their mom.
Random
their mom
thoughts, in fact.
All right, so the earthquake, as far as I was concerned, was the worst experience I ever had in California. We were out there. Do you have any idea what the broadcast was? Because it was something for the show.
It was when you and Don were extras on King of Queens. No lines,
okay,
but you were extras.
And I'm thinking the hotel was in Santa Monica, right?
I don't know. I think, as is sometimes the case, you guys were in a different hotel than me and the support staff.
It was not in Los Angeles proper. Remember that.
I remember being outside of the city.
And like a lot of these things, they seem to hit in the very wee hours of the morning.
Exactly.
And this had to be 4:45, 5 o'clock, something
it
like
was,
that.
It was even earlier than that, I think, because of the time difference. There was no one I could call back home.
Most of the ones when I lived there were in the afternoon, 3-4 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this one was early in the morning, mm-hmm. and I remember waking up, and we had done our work, so I know we were heading back, and the only thought I had was that I had slept through some sort of alarm clock and that you guys were being jerks and had actually come into the room and you were shaking my bed. I swear to God. And I had not been out. I had not been imbibing the night before.
We were all exhausted. I remember that. We all went home.
It's the mushrooms.
But it was just it was this shaking feeling I had, and then when I sat up, I processed it probably in about 30 seconds. I said, there's nothing else that could cause this.
Mm-hmm. And it did take a long time, as I recall.
It was a lengthy little tremor they had out there, and no shoes, no nothing. I was out the door like S through a goose. I ran down the stairs. I did not take the elevator because I think clearly like that.
Attaboy.
You know something, in a time of crisis, I clear heads prevail. I am Mr. Easygoing.
In a time of crisis, I want you to be our leader.
I really do calm down when things really go absolutely. You know how I scream and yell in the hallways?
I've never heard it.
Remember when I was yelling at you for going on Big O and Dukes today?
Yes, yes.
You know, Buzz, how I yell at you for anything.
No reason at all.
I really, when things really get dire, like if I had been on the Titanic, I swear to God, I would have been one of those guys that's just like, well, hello.
Band play.
Would you like another glass of scotch?
You were running down the stairs when you should have been in a stable doorway. That's really the proper response
I thought I'd reacted like the way you're supposed to.
It's like a panic reaction.
Yeah,
well, here's the deal. I thought it was a pretty good idea, Mr. Smarty, to get my ass out of the building, and I ran down into the lobby, and I'll never forget this. There was a huge glass chandelier. That's the kind of hotels that Don and I stay at. there was a huge glass chandelier and
swinging back and forth.
Mm-hmm. And then the other memory of that moment was we all went outside and there were probably only 3 or 4 people
most
outside
people.
And they were all East Coast people.
Right.
Well, of course.
Right.
Because they don't know how to handle it.
So were the
Southern
West
Californians
Coast
were standing under doorways.
Yeah. If they got awake at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I've seen like the results of some of these earthquakes. Buildings collapse.
They do if it's really severe, and I understand your concern, but you don't want it to collapse while you're in the stairwell. Believe me.
I did the stupidest thing in that earthquake.
What?
I was in bed asleep as all...
Are you going to make a funny?
No, this
Should
is serious.
Should I get the rim shot
no,
out?
No, this is true, Mike.
Okay, go ahead.
And what woke me was not the shaking, but I had no clothes hanging in the closet, And that, so I bit him. But the hangers started clinking into each other, mm-hmm, and you know, almost like a bell sound.
Right.
And so I called down to the front office, the front desk, and I said, "Hello," and they said hello, and I said, "Hi, this is Rob Spiewak in room 1420. We're having an earthquake up here, and I mean, really, like they're not having an earthquake in the lobby."
Right.
My thought is, "What should I do?" And they said, "You could stand in a doorway." Mm-hmm. I said, "Okay, thanks."
That's the standard thing. You stand in a doorway.
It is.
So I went and I stood in the doorway, and this I'll never forget. It was a courtyard-styled hotel,
right?
And the elevators were exposed, mm-hmm, and I could see the elevator cables going all loosey-goosey.
Ooh, yeah.
It was wacky.
Very strange. You know how when you wave a long stick that it waves much farther, much more wildly at the far end than it does at the end where your hand is, right?
Yes.
Well, imagine that with a tower.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. Maybe because I'm goofy tired.
I'd love to see Buzz shaking a stick.
I just pictured Buzz shaking a stick.
Maybe you can do that for the listeners at the barbecue tonight.
Now imagine a skyscraper in Chicago that's being shaken at the ground. It does most of its waving at the very top, which means the people in the top floors of a skyscraper, here's what happens for them. Pictures fly off the wall. Dishes fly out of cabinets. It can be quite hazardous, just like that.
I'm in the middle of an earthquake, Buzz. When is it going to stop?
And your mailing address is the Sears Tower?
I'm mad at the Capitals. God damn it. They lost in double overtime.
Okay, let's take another phone call here. It's not an earthquake call. It's a Caps call. Hello, Chris from Shady Grove. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
You know, I'm hanging in. I'm excited because there's a barbecue today.
Yeah.
I'm very, very... Are you
Love
coming?
It.
Chris, you're in Shady Grove. If you leave now, you'll be able to get to our barbecue a good 2 hours after it's over.
So
why don't you come on down?
I'm still working.
He could take the Metro.
Well, this is the time we want to really rally the troops. We want people to participate in our barbecue because, quite frankly, it's like throwing a party. And I know it's short notice for a lot of people, but I want to see a good little turnout for our BBQ.
Absolutely. This is an opportunity to meet people and enjoy meeting our new audience. So we look forward to seeing you. Oh, look, Rob's brought a cooler.
I have, with 20 frozen beef patties in it. How about that?
Excellent. Burgers.
Yeah, and I got fresh rolls.
Do we have condiments?
Yes, from the Price Club. They went and they bought one of the big three packs with relish and mustard.
That's good. Well, Chris, you're going to miss a wonderful barbecue today. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if by any chance we have a big miracle with the Capitals and they make it to Game 7. I got two extra tickets if you want to go.
With you, Chris?
Well, they're a row behind me.
Oh, they're in your group.
Yeah.
You know what? So if they make it to Game... Stop it, Rob. If they make it to game 7. let me tell you if they make it to game number 7, I won't go.
No. Really?
No, well, Chris, the thing is use your tickets for somebody that you know, that's a buddy, because actually, you know, we have some tickets available here at the station.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something. If it goes to a seventh game, the seventh game would be what, next Wednesday or Tuesday?
It's going to be Tuesday. Oh, they're going to do games 6 and 7 back to back.
That's a school night.
Oh yeah, but see, I'm going to set the precedent for my work ethic.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't do that to you guys.
Well, remember, Sports Illustrated picked that game to go, picked the series to go 7 games.
Yeah, but they're also down now. They're down.
Yeah, but I mean it. The way they played yesterday, they played pretty good. I mean, they didn't play like the last game. I actually went to Philly and watched them in game 3.
Did you wear your Capitals jersey when you were in Philadelphia?
Yes, I did.
Did you get into a fight?
Now, I did not get into a fight, but I got harassed. I just lied to him and told him I was a state trooper.
That's fantastic.
What could go wrong? That's legal.
Well, Chris, let's go Caps. You know, rock the red. Have a good time at the game. I hope you enjoy yourself. Philly fans, you know, just the nicest, sweetest, wonderful people.
It's a great city all around, Mike.
Let's take a call from Buddy in Mobile, Alabama. Buddy, you're on the show. Hello.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I wish you could be there for your barbecue. You've made it sound so wonderful. Y'all's weather's so good up there today. It
and is. You know, Buddy, with an accent like that, you should be at the barbecue today.
You damn right. I can cook some barbecue, sir.
I bet you can.
Uh,
anyway, what I want to tell you an experience in 1981. I went out to California. Was in line at the Burbank Studios there to get tickets to the Tonight Show.
And did Pepe Le Pew and also Bugs and Daffy go with you at the same? I'll say at the same time. Go ahead, buddy. I'm just kidding you.
That's okay.
Carson, that is.
So we're standing there, and all of a sudden we felt something kind of weird, you know, under our feet and all this stuff. Didn't really realize what was going on. So on the way back to Irvine, where we were staying, we get back to these people's houses we were staying with, and this thing sloshed water out of a pool.
Yeah.
Standing water out of a pool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the earthquake?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And did you go, man, some bitch. Some bitch. That is some bitch. Oh, that's an earthquake.
Probably so.
Right. Well, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate
it. Right out of the cement pond.
Let's go to, I think now we're getting a lot of earthquake calls here. Kurt from Modesto. Kurt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt.
Don't be shy.
Be Kurt.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. Matt in Spartanburg. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How are you?
Doing well. Hey, I was just wondering if you guys still have the same email address or if there's a new one.
It's a new one.
What's the new one, Rob?
Go to WJFK.com, click on Mike, and send us a message.
It's that easy.
It wasn't that easy earlier. I got lost.
Make sure you don't double-click on Mike.
Hold on a second.
Leave crumbs.
Is it really click on Mike, or is it click on the Mike O'Mara Show?
There is a banner with your face on it, and you click on that.
Oh, you can click just on my head?
Roll over it until you see the little hand, then click.
That's what I did. Well, it's got a big head, so there was a lot.
Now, hold on.
You see, that's no way to make friends.
Wait a minute. Matt, let me tell you, that is really not the... I do not have that large a cranium. The fact is...
Let me go right now and make sure that we're telling them what's right.
Okay, Rob's going to check on that. The fact is, what they did is they took the two-shot from the Don and Mike Show, and they made it the Mike O'Mara Show by just blowing up my head and then zooming in on my face. So you've got, like, it starts at my eyebrows and ends at my chin, and I think it's a very deforming look for me. Is that a word, deforming?
I love that word.
Works.
All right. Deforming.
So Rob's checking it right now.
WJFK-FM is coming up right now. Right now.
I see it.
Okay, we're still waiting.
Are you on it right now?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
You may want to click off because it's slowing me down.
It lets you send a message through your website, but there's no actual email address.
We have to work on that.
Right.
Well, I believe that finds its way to me anyway. Believe me, I'm getting a dozen messages as it is.
We'll have one soon enough, I'm sure, with the new website, the Mike O'Mara website.
But if I want to send crazy attachments, it's hard to do through this system.
Yeah. Well, can it wait a week?
It can wait a week.
All right.
No, Buzz, I'm with the caller. I think it should be right now.
Okay.
I think we should have our email right now. You don't care. Of course.
Let's stop and work on the website.
You've demonstrated that you don't care. Buzz has had like an allergy cold all week and has been sleeping. So you don't care. I want real email, Rob. I really want to be able to. I asked you that earlier, didn't I?
I get dozens of emails to my mailbox every day. Yeah. They're all forwarded to me.
We're already getting it.
But it's not. I mean, I don't understand. So what? Why
is it? As soon as one that's notable happens, I'll make sure you see it.
So they're like regular. They can, but there's no particular .com address that they can go. They go to the website and then they get in the quagmire.
I just clicked on Mike, and you can submit a question right here for the contact the show. Your name, your location, your email address, your phone number, your comment, and submit.
All right, Matt, give it a shot. All right, good luck to you with that. We hope you get through. Steve from Arlington, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, Mike, I'm loving the show. And, you know, I thought that you weren't a Caps fan anymore because it's been years since we've heard you talk about it, and it is welcome news coming out of your mouth. I'm with you, man, that game killed me last night.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing worse. It can be a baseball game. It can be a football game. But really, in baseball and in hockey, you can have those marathon sessions where the game doesn't end until... And it wasn't the wee hours of the morning. It was just a lot later than it was supposed to be. And I take it personally. It's like, really, it's like a personal shot from your team when they can't win in an overtime game.
And it wasn't 1987 when that thing went into hours of the morning.
Steve, was that the Islanders game we're talking about?
Yeah, we are.
I was down like at a hotel watching that, and it was at a casino. It was a casino.
I didn't even gamble. And I wanted to tell you, one of my favorite hockey blogs on frozenblog.com have a poll up there. The poll is called A Poll for the Agony. Which in life trauma carries the greatest pain? An IRS audit, putting down your pet, a root canal, watching your girl take up with another guy, or losing in playoff overtime to a Patrick Division rival in a must-win game? That one has overwhelmingly stole the show.
Okay. Well, I'd like to tell Steve the Jim Rome show will be coming up after this. And
question.
Now, he's a big hockey fan. People go crazy for it this time of year.
Now, sometimes hockey games end in a tie, right? Or is that not happen in playoffs?
No, the playoffs now, the difference in playoff hockey now is that in the regular season, they will go to a five-minute overtime with 4-on-4.
Okay.
They'll take one guy off the ice from each side, and then they'll have a shootout if they don't work it out in a couple of overtime periods. And in the playoffs, it's sudden death. And they just play until the guy gets a goal. And they play sudden death overtime, I think, until the guys drop. And last night it was in the second period of sudden death that the Flyers beat the Capitals, and it sucks.
Sorry, buddy.
You guys don't care.
No, I do.
Here's what I heard. Shootout, sudden death, a guy drops. It sounded dangerous to me.
Is there any sport, spectator-wise, is there any sport where... really, where you're genuinely interested and where you're not faking it just because you have to?
No.
Wow.
He likes TV.
You know what? It's very simple. Well, that's part of it, but it isn't just that. It's going to school and having gym teachers who weren't really physical education teachers. They were the high school team coaches who taught something else. And if you weren't on the team, they didn't care about you. And furthermore, I was usually the last guy picked for anything. Frequently, gym teacher would use me to show the rest of the class how not to do stuff. So I developed a little attitude about sports.
So was it because you didn't have any real athletic ability? Is that what it was?
I guess. My dad worked a lot, so there wasn't a lot of time for playing catch and that kind of thing. It just didn't have that sort of training.
Then he grew up to be a noted cocksmith.
Now that's a sport for spectating or participating.
See, he compensated for his lack of athletic ability.
That's right.
I wish I had compensated that way. Instead, I took up theater. And look where that's gotten me.
I swear to God. I'm looking forward, really, when a real man joins us on Monday.
I was never...
Somebody who can really talk sports with me. Are you hearing me, Beth Ann McBride?
She loves sports.
She does indeed.
All sports.
Let's talk to Will in Modesto, and then we're going to go outside very briefly just to see how our BBQ is going. Will, you're on the show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
I just want to know, Rob, I know you don't like sports. You're not into it that much, but do you have, like, a favorite at all?
Rob, do you have a favorite sport?
A favorite sport? I like watching football. The show has taught me to like football. Mm-hmm. I also watch golf.
Okay.
Golf is a great have-a-beer Sunday afternoon sport. Michael agreed, and nothing looks better in high def than a golf tournament.
See, and Rob does watch golf. I know that for a fact. Any other questions, Will?
No, that's it, because, you know.
Step to the back of the line. Thank you very much. Okay, where are the wireless microphones?
They should be handy over there.
Okay, now how are we going to do this? Now, I should point out that the engineers who were here a minute after we started the show have worked very hard to get our wireless capability here at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax set so we can go outside. We're not going to light the barbecue just yet. I just want to go out and take a peek outside. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go off mic right now.
Okay,
right.
Key your mic.
All right. Buzz, you want to come with?
I'd love to.
And Rob, you're going to sort of, are you going to follow?
I'll be right behind you.
We're just going to be out for a brief.
Okay, do you want to go to Matt to see how things are going out there?
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah, Matt, are you within the sound of our voice?
I am.
Oh, there's Matt. Well, that won't pick up in here until you step out.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go outside.
Okay, talking to the mic. It hasn't picked up yet. It will as soon as you leave the studio. Matt, how's the weather?
Testing.
The weather is hot and humid, but the fans seem to be coming out already.
Hi, Matt. Can you hear me, Matt?
I can.
All right, I'm starting. I can hear me too. I can hear me too.
I can hear you too.
I can hear me new. Walking the hallways at WJFK here in scenic. Buzz, just walk right into me as hard as you can.
You're supposed to signal before time.
Jesus. Hi, this is our boss, CK. Hi, CK.
Hello, Mike. How are you? Are we ready to eat?
Are you coming out to the barbecue?
Absolutely. Let's
light it up. Now we go over to Megan.
We're ready to start the fire.
Megan, I know you, but I don't know your title. What do you do here?
I'm the promotions director.
And how did you have that hideous, heinous, horrible, deforming burn? How did you get that on your hand?
I put my hand on a burner that I didn't know was on.
Ouch.
Did Charlie Stuang Stabilak do the dressing? Did he bandage you?
Yes.
Is it as horrible as it looks? It looks absolutely horrible.
No, I just need cushioning so that I don't like smack it against something. It really doesn't hurt at all right now.
Okay, since you have an injury, if you're ever walking down the hallway and Buzz is in back of you, don't stop suddenly because he will plow into you.
Don't walk behind Mike because he'll stop suddenly.
And also don't get on a ladder.
And all right, let me see. And we have the chance to go outside right now. That's a little payback there, BDK. Did you see BDK just waiting to go on the microphone?
Yes.
The drooling is what threw me off.
All right, let's go outside right now. We have a smattering of people.
It is is an incredible day for
all
this.
All right, let's rock out. Hello.
Hey, hi, kids. Hi.
Hello. Well, come over to the grills.
That's
everyone.
What the fun is.
Come over to the grills, please. All of you, step right up. We're not going to light them yet.
Mike, have you seen Harrison Ford?
What the hell is this? Why the Indiana Jones outfit, sir? If you don't mind explaining.
Why not?
No, bad answer, bad answer. You're going to be expelled from this broadcast if you don't give us a better answer than that.
I like the way it looks.
Really? Is this what you wear all the time?
So do I.
Hold on. Can you hold this for a second,
sir? Nice to meet you.
Can you hold that for a second? I got to put on my cool shades.
Oh, I left mine inside.
So did I. So we're squinting.
You wear the Indiana Jones clothing all the time just for the F of it? Is that why you do that?
I like the look.
No, what's wrong with this guy? I mean, really.
Well, this is sort of paramilitary.
I think it's sort of more the hat and the bag.
So is this
about.
It's the fact that you've gone for the entire costume?
Well, not really.
Well, we haven't gotten your name yet. Do you mind if I just call you Stick?
Sure.
Okay, Stick, let me ask you this question. You say you just like the look, so this is what you wear all the time? Is this kind of a consistent thing for you?
Well, I was out hiking all day today.
Okay, so it's hiking outfit.
Okay.
Where did you hike from or to? Great Falls. All the way here. No, I drove here.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's cheating.
Well, because you were kind of the most curious-looking individual, we came up to you first. Did you bring any meat today?
That's saying something, considering your listeners.
Did you? Yes, that's right. Well, you're one of our listeners.
Yes, I am.
You just put down our listeners.
I'm one of them.
I know. Did you bring meat?
Yes, I do.
What do you have today? All right, he's got it
in his knapsack.
He's got a satchel.
Well, it's
not cooking.
It's dried food for camping and
it's like, an MRE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's roast beef with what? Vegetables?
Do we cook it? No.
Can I ask you? I'm not going to pick on you for the whole afternoon, but I mean, you're just here.
Mike
and,
is
you know,
lying.
We came outside. Have you ever been incarcerated?
No.
All right. Put your MRE back.
The day is young.
You actually know me.
We know you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What costume were you wearing then?
I'm sorry, Buzz. We're walking away from him. Let's learn that.
Gotcha.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Let's move around the room here. We have a Red Sox fan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to my son.
Oh,
my son is here. It's been so long, really. How are you, son?
I'm good, sir.
I've called you my son before, haven't I?
No, sir.
Never? They're just a bunch of red-haired fat guys running around that I like to say that to.
Got the most Absolutely. Of them.
What did you bring to eat?
I did not bring anything. I actually can't stay for very long. I just wanted to stop.
Why don't you tell the truth? You actually ate before you came here because you couldn't wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. The Red Sox beat the Yankees last night. Yes, sir.
Good.
All right, we are up on a break right here. We're going to go back inside briefly. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the first buzz of the day. Tell your friends to come down to 10800 Main Street and come to our barbecue. We will have the first buzz of the day and the lighting of the grills.
Yay!
We'll have to get some kind of money. Yes, the throng screams for the lighting of the grills.
Here, let me clear a way through the crowd for you, Mike.
Now, am I able to take it to, incidentally, we've got Big O and Dukes who are out here for our fabulous barbecue. This
All right.
is support, guys. How about that turnout, huh?
No, it's looking good. It's still early.
Mike,
God bless you for lying.
We did a food stock event out here. We had like fast food people showing up. We had six people. We just lied and said like 400 people showed up.
Okay,
it worked for me. Twice, three times the audience. Don't worry about it.
It's the Irish guilt that I can't lie. I can't lie. Now, can we kick it to a commercial from out here?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to have the first buzz of the day. Then we will come back and have the lighting of the grills. Also, horseshoes.
Yay.
Hey, big fun.
Picnic.
Big fun and fabulous. Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. Coming up for each and every one of you. Happy Friday. My life sucks on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.